There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, it's Eves. Just wanted to let you know that you'll be hearing an episode from me and an episode from Tracy V. Wilson today. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's September 16th. On this day in 1810, parish priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla issued the Grito de Dolores, launching the Mexican War of Independence. This is named for the parish of Dolores, that was Hidalgo's parish, now known as Dolores Hidalgo, the cradle of national independence. Mexico had been Spanish territory for hundreds of years, along with pretty much all of the rest of Central and South America. And in the early 19th century, these Spanish colonies all over that part of the world were fighting for their independence. A big factor in these uprisings was Napoleon's occupation of Spain. Napoleon had forced Spain's King Ferdinand VII to abdicate and had placed his brother on the Spanish throne. This amplified ongoing discontent with Spanish rule, including opposition to very heavy taxation and the erosion of civil rights. 57-year-old Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla had been part of a plot to resist the Spanish government in Mexico, and that was supposed to lead to an uprising in December of 1810. But the plot was discovered. Hidalgo was advised to flee, but instead he took his cause to the pulpit. He had the bell ringer summon the people to the courtyard before the church, and he issued a speech that is known today as the Grito de Dolores, or El Grito, the Cry of Dolores. The actual text of it has been lost, but we know that he called for the end of Spanish rule in Mexico, and he was addressing as many as 800 people in this call for an uprising against Spain and against the Spanish monarchy. This was the start of a war for independence that lasted for almost 11 years, and this whole war for independence was somewhat controversial in the Mexican state of Guanajuato, which is where Dolores is located. A Spanish-owned silver mine there was a huge source of wealth, so a lot of people were really loyal to Spain. Some of the early battles in this war were also gruesome. Hidalgo's force swelled to nearly 80,000 and made it almost to Mexico City in November of 1810. But rather than pressing ahead to capture Mexico City, Hidalgo retreated for reasons that are not clear. He was captured and executed on July 31st of 1811, and he was then decapitated His head was put on display at a government building in Guanajuato. But the Mexican War for Independence continued on, and Spain finally accepted Mexican independence on August 24th of 1821 with the Treaty of Cordoba. Today, September 16th is observed as Mexican Independence Day, and that's a tradition that dates back to 1812. It was established while the War for Independence was still ongoing. And in Dolores today, there is a museum called Casa de Cura Hidalgo, or Hidalgo's House. And there are at least two other museums connected to the Mexican War of Independence in Dolores as well. Thanks so much to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for A Step Toward Peace.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. The day was September 16th, 1979. 8 people escaped communist East Germany by floating over border fences to West Germany in a homemade hot air balloon. The German Federal Republic, better known as West Germany, was created in 1949 when the zones that were controlled by America, Britain, and France merged. The Soviets then created East Germany, also known as the German Democratic Republic, from their zone of occupation. Though Berlin, the former German capital, was situated within the Soviet zone, the city was divided into West Berlin and East Berlin. East Germany built the Berlin Wall in 1961 to cut off the Allied-occupied West Berlin from East Berlin and surrounding East Germany. Many people attempted to escape East Germany for West Germany, motivated by troublesome political events in East Germany and better living conditions in West Germany. But East Germany punished and demeaned people who tried to flee the state. The border was hundreds of miles long and made of metal fences with barbed wire, watched by East German soldiers in watchtowers with searchlights and sirens. Fleeing was punishable with fines and imprisonment, and many people who tried to make it over the border were killed by landmines and guards. Still, refugees attempted to flee using a variety of tactics. Mechanic Peter Strelzik and his friend bricklayer Gunter Betzel were eager to leave oppressive East Germany. So they got the idea to escape with their families in a hot air balloon after watching a television show on the history of ballooning. They studied how to make a balloon and realized that to carry 8 passengers, plus the weight of equipment and materials, they would need a balloon that could hold 99,000 cubic feet of air. They bought rolls of material and bedsheets from shops around East Germany, and their wives stitched them together to make the balloon. The burner was made out of propane bottles and a stovepipe. The cast iron platform had posts on the corners for handholds and rope anchors, and the guardrail was a clothesline. The whole time they were building the balloon, they were still going to work. Their first few tests of their balloon were unsuccessful, and they experimented with different materials to improve the balloon's construction. On the night of July 3, 1979, the Strelzik family went to a meadow about 25 miles from the border and attempted to make the trip to West Germany. The Wetzels had backed out, afraid the plan was too risky. Unfortunately, the balloon dropped to the ground due to water vapor that added weight to the balloon, and the family did not make it across the border. They abandoned the balloon and went back home. Fearing the East German authorities would be on their trail soon, the Strelzigs decided to build a new, larger balloon. On September 16, 1979, both families went to the launch site and took a 28-minute hot air balloon trip across the border into West Germany. People who lived in Nyla, the Bavarian town near where the hot air balloon landed, offered the families food, money, clothes, housing, and jobs. The Strelzigs later moved to Switzerland, then back to Germany after German reunification in 1990. The story of the balloon escape has been told in a book and movies. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there's something that I missed in an episode, you can share it with everybody else on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.